Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, the Bronx Queen of Praise, and I have Brian Courtney Wilson on the line with me. Oh my goodness, I'm super excited. I love all your albums.
Thank you.
Tell us what's going on with you.
Man, we're coming to your neck of the woods, actually in Brooklyn, the Knitting Factory. We got a big concert coming up on December 17th, next Tuesday. And so I wanted to make sure all your listeners knew about it. Mm-hmm. Got your tickets at BrianCourtneyWilson.com. It's called the Just Be Tour. And it's the last of the dates that we've been doing across the country for this. But this is a holiday edition. So right. I'm looking forward to everybody coming out and celebrating the time with
them. Now, you did This Christmas Over. Did you release that again this year? Or is it still available?
No, I haven't re-released it, but I actually had two versions. I put one version out when I first came out, you know, years ago. And then I did a duet with Gene Moore, who actually will be with us at the date on the 17th. So it's highly likely that we'll do that version that night, too. So y'all want to come out and check it out.
Yeah, let me tell you, and I'm sensitive about remakes, but you did a very good job, so kudos.
You know, thank you, because I'm sensitive about that song, too. And, and to be honest, they had to make me do it the first time, because I'm such a Donny Hathaway fan.
Right.
I didn't want to mess that song up.
Right. Well,
you know what I mean?
It shows.
It's such a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic, and it shows you took your time and definitely honored the man. So now you're on tour, because you're doing major platforms, smaller venues, and when you go out, how do you feel the crowd? What's the energy of the crowd out there in receiving your music and just gospel music in general?
I think for me, you know, the people that gravitate to what I do, mm-hmm. What I always try to be is like as accessible as possible, mm-hmm. and build a rapport with my audience. I want them to lean into what I'm doing. I want them to feel like who I am on stage, who I am off the stage. And we just talk and we communicate.
Right.
And the people that gravitate to my music, they feel good about that. They feel, they believe me, mm-hmm. you know, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm always going for. And that's the energy I get. And in particular with these Just Be dates, what I wanted to have was a atmosphere where we were having fun,
right?
But also relaxed,
right?
Where, you know, if you were carrying any type of burden or anything, you were able to kind of let it go for a little while and let me kind of sing over it. And
right.
then we're singing together, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to feel good. I want it to be inspirational, encouraging. I want you to laugh. I want you to feel free to cry if you need to.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Uh-huh.
And then you walk out with what I like to call unspeakable joy.
Yes, sir.
Unspeakable
yes, sir.
Joy. Like, I can't even describe how I feel, but I know I feel better
mm-hmm.
than when I came in the door.
That's all right. Anything else you want to say to people?
Well, I wanted to just thank you personally for supporting the music all these years. I really appreciate
that
you leaned into it. And then I hope you're coming out to the concert.
I will be there.
December 17th.
I will
yeah,
be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. You don't want to miss.
All right, then. Thank you again.
All right, thank you.